previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
All right, the past weekend, we just mentioned we've been seeing images on social media, images on news. We've been covering this as well on Algoa FM. Destruction has struck numerous parts of the Western Cape after the severe weather patterns wreaked havoc, impacting many roads, buildings, homes. And all it takes is one glance on social media and various news outlets to see just how bad the devastation actually is. Worth predicted more harsh weather conditions on the way. On the ground in the Western Cape is Ali Sabli, the project manager at Gift of the Givers. Ali, thank you for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Ali, Gift of the Givers is once again at the forefront of rescue efforts. Can you give us an idea of what's happening on the ground? How much destruction is there? How many people, if you know, have been affected? And just as a follow-up question, has the National Disaster Management Centre declared this a national disaster for the Western Cape provinces yet?
Okay, thank you. So on Saturday morning, we were called by the Western Cape Disaster Risk Management Team for an urgent JOC meeting, as the South African Weather Service has upped the level warning from level 6 to level 9, meaning that extreme floods will hit the Western Cape. When we got done with that meeting, myself and my team prayed that there will be no current fire on the Saturday, as you know, it will be a double blow for the informal settlement. And a few hours after that, a mega fire hit the Drakensberg area in terms of Kayamandi, Stellenbosch. Close to 1,500 people were displaced, and by that evening, the wind started picking up. Sunday morning, when we got on site, the metal sheeting started blowing all over the place, and people were still trying to come through the rubble to see what they could save. Two people were injured when metal sheeting blew and cut their face, and the one lady on the leg. Our main concern was to evacuate them as the rain and the winds were intensifying. And we managed to put them in community halls, and from 1 a.m. Sunday morning, calls from various informal settlements and communities around the Western Cape started calling us, informing us of their roofs either being blown off or structures being destroyed. Our teams were on the ground yesterday. We had to split up in three teams. One team had to go cover the Cape Winelands areas and the Drakensberg areas, which has been identified as the, one of the areas that will be hard hit, where another team on the N2 tackling the township of Lwandle and Umzamo that suffered extensive damage, close to 3,000 people displaced there. We had to assist the affected families with blankets, mattresses, hot meals, get them accommodated in halls. Well, today we'll be rolling out some warm clothing. Then we had one team focusing on the Cape Metropole, working on the big townships around here, like Khayelitsha, Wallace Dean, etc. Today our operations will continue to other areas identified. As we know, the rain is moving up into the Overberg area and the Garden Road area. It already we have calls from the George area of heavy rains coming down. And on the answer of the national disaster, it has not been declared yet. So far the damage is not as bad as it was predicted, but our teams are on standby to assist where the call comes through.
All right, so you pretty much answered my next question. We've been seeing updates and social media posts, and Algoa FM News has been on top of it. Some of the, well, large parts of George flooded at the moment with rain. If required, will you be bringing your efforts to the Garden Roos area?
We have a team placed there already. So our teams are on the ground there. They're in situ at the moment. Our stocks has already arrived in situ. We have a satellite office there. So our teams are on standby in that area. We just had a meeting with them 30 minutes ago. We are quite worried about the largest township in George, Tembaletu, and Pakkelsdorp, as they informed us that heavy rains are coming down rapidly. So we have a team on standby that side. We also have a team ready to go to the Overberg area as far as Swellendam to monitor the situation. As we know, not too long ago, the Potrefier part on the N2 was washed away. The road on the N2 was washed away. We are generally quite worried about that section as well, as that was recently damaged in the 2023 flood. So we have teams on standby to assist as far as Beaufort West already.
Ali, you mentioned Pakkelsdorp, Nomzamo, Tembaletu, and you know many other informal settlements that are largely affected. Now, natural disasters are obviously something that cannot be avoided, but is it something perhaps that we could have prepared better for, particularly from a local government perspective?
You know, the only solution to this problem, keep asking that question, the only solution to this problem is permanent housing. You know, the drainage structure is not equipped to accommodate the large number of people staying on these informal settlements. The populations are increasing yearly, and the drainage system hasn't been upgraded for years. So the ideal thing is to move these people from these informal settlements, especially those lying in the low-lying areas, because whether you're experiencing normal rains, guaranteed these areas will be flooded. But with the extensive rain we are experiencing at the moment, the damages are much worse.
Ali, for folk out there who'd like to contribute, you guys are already on the ground assisting, but for any businesses, private individuals who'd like to assist, is there a way? I remember the last time we chatted, you do have a website as well, but how can folk get involved if they'd like to assist?
Okay, there's a huge need for blankets at the moment, baby care packs and personal hygiene items. Those wanting to contribute or donate are most welcome to contact our toll-free number 0800-786-911. You're most welcome to visit our website, and our social media pages will have updates all the time of the drop-off points and what goods are required.
Fantastic. All right, listen, thank you so much for taking our call this morning. I know you're all very busy on the ground, and just from our side as well as a team, I think we just need to thank you for all the work that you are doing on the ground.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and yeah, we hope for no more loss or devastation in those areas that we've been speaking about. But there we go. Ali Sablé, who's the project manager at Gift of the Givers, thank you for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.